When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our happy 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. And click on the listen live link upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all the great stories and videos and things about animals that I post. Very, very cool. And there's a cute post that I put up. If you often wondered if the very famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright, he ever designed a doghouse. Well, he did. Little kid and requested it, and he did. And there's a cute story that actually, if you click through on it, has a picture of the doghouse that he designed. A cool looking doghouse, but of course, dog didn't like it. And if he did. Called Aunt Martha, told you dogs don't really want dog houses outside of the house. They like to live inside the house with their family and their pack. So there you go. It is a rainy 4th of July weekend Sunday. I guess it's not that unusual out here. And Nathan's showing me kind of looks the same down in the Bellevue area. So let's chat about that and welcome Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha, and happy 4th of July weekend to you.
Yeah, happy 4th of July weekend to you too. And I guess we better cover that base right away because, I mean, I guess it's more normal than not for the 4th of July to be, you know, not such great weather around here. But we're also, things are really changing up because for the last couple of years, we've had the pandemic going on and there hasn't been a lot of group fireworks and all of that. And I know that the last couple of years have been pretty brutal here in my neighborhood out in the country, because I swear, especially last year was the worst. I swear my neighborhood goes and buys out the reservations of fireworks and they all end up in my neighborhood. But it was really brutal last year. And I was doing lots of jollies just to keep, even Robbie, who's so stable with fireworks, they went on so long and so loud and all of that. But Nathan, it's already real obvious to me that it's different this year. In that there are going to be, you know, everybody's kind of doing things normally in terms of gathering and so forth. There's even going to be fireworks at Gaswork Parks, you know, on Lake Union again, mm-hmm. gathering at Gaswork Park. I was going to ask you right away, you know, what's the weather forecast for everybody to look out? But I just wanted to say the kind of shocking thing for me, Nathan, is that it's been really quiet out here.
It has been.
I haven't even heard a firework yet. So I don't want anybody to know because I don't want him to go out and shoot anything off. But it's really quiet. I mean, I'm really serious. I haven't heard one. Okay. And one complaint I saw on Nextdoor that they were starting a little early out in the Salton Basin. But then the person that posted wrote back that they had stopped. So they must have listened to the Nextdoor and stopped. So anyway, it's been I'm kind of maybe wondering if it's going to be a fairly peaceful, quiet 4th of July tomorrow, because usually it's going on when it's a weekend like this. Usually it's going on all weekend long, and there just hadn't been anything. So what's weather look like, Nathan? I know it's drizzly. As you said, it's spitting on you down there in Bellevue. It's doing the same thing up here in Monroe-Salton area. Are things going to get better in time for fireworks or what?
Well, fortunately, it looks like today is going to be the most rainy day. We're going to see kind of drizzle to lighter rain pretty much the entire day, and that'll decrease throughout tomorrow. And odds are in our chance that it'll be dry for fireworks, because it looks like a 30% chance during the day and 20% chance of showers overnight. So odds are in our favor, and that'll pretty much stick around for the remainder of the week. We'll warm up as the week goes on. Probably hit around mid-70s by Thursday.
Oh, all right. So it's looking up towards the end of the week. But, of course, everybody right now is wondering if everything they've planned for 4th of July is going to happen. I, of course, hoping that the quietness continues out here in my neck of the woods. I will be staying home, as always, with my animal friends, just to be on the safe side so I can be here to be happy and jolly and keep them all doing great. And just so you know, I'm going to try to cram in a lot of good stuff today. It is, believe it or not, the first Sunday of July, July 3rd today, and it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We'll check with all our regulars starting kind of at the bottom of the hour. We will, of course, officially start the show here momentarily. And then I've got a couple of things to start off with today. We're going to get a report from Nathan on one of the big deal dog events in the area. Just so you know, Nathan and Abby went to Bark in the Park last week. And Nathan was kind enough to include me in the event. I sort of kind of got to go by osmosis because he texted me with pictures and all that good stuff. So anyway, we'll get a report about Bark in the Park from Nathan. And then Johnny, I got your request, and I'm going to try to get in some information for you here before we start our interviews. And then in the second hour, we will talk with Help Animals India, as we normally do, but we're going to close that interview a little early so I can get in current events and also all of your 4th of July stuff for your dog friends. And if you haven't listened to me over the years and haven't taught your jolly routine, I'll tell you how to pull those things off without having had the time to teach that sort of stuff. So that'll be in the last like 15-20 minutes of the second hour. So I think before we run out of time, let's go ahead and officially start the show. And I should say happy 4th of July to our call screener, Stacey Buck. But since it is the first Sunday of the month and all our interviews, we just do interviews. We don't take phone calls. She has the week off and hopefully has had a wonderful Sunday morning at church. And happy 4th of July, Stacey. And we will see you all next week. Okay, so if you haven't been here when I've started the show before, I do so by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis, watches over our animal friends as well. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers and for us and our animal friends. And then we have a pile of affirmations we do to get ourselves energized and spiritualized up for the day and the week. And this part of the show as to whether or not you participate with me is voluntary. You get to decide. You can do the prayers along with me. You can do the affirmations along with me, or you cannot. It's totally up to you. So here we go with first prayer. I start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now for us human animals, a little longer one. It is the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, that covers our prayer section. Now we get into our affirmations, and these are all affirmations, most of them contributed by members of our animal world family here, and I find them extremely powerful, do them every day myself at home. I know a lot of you listeners do too, and anyone is welcome to join us and do that. And by the way, I just want to remind you that a lot of these affirmations, not only can you do them for yourself or your family, but you can also do affirmations off to benefit others. And I do a lot of these affirmations, not just for myself, but I do them for my animal friends as well. So keep that in mind. All righty. Affirmation number one, I say each of them three times. And you can say them along with me out loud or silently, or not at all. Here we go with affirmation number one. And this one we're doing for ourselves as individuals. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, here's one of my favorites, courtesy of Linda Rasmussen, one of our best practitioners, who'll be in the studio next week, by the way. And this one we do for all of us as an animal world collective here. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one is, and I love this one, it brings in the wonderful, healthy vitality, good vibrations. And it's a great vibration to go out into the world with, so you're spreading health and well-being and not worrying about stuff. So here we go with this three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me. All right, that's a really good one. I really like that one, and I do that every day. I'm doing it for my Robbie. My Robbie had some surgery this week, so I'm doing that also for Robbie. All right, now, this one comes from our communicator, medium, personal awareness coach, Natasha Venter. I find it particularly helpful with all the crazy stuff that's going on and the energetic shifts. So this helps keep you balanced with all of that. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then to complete our personal here and affirmations, you put cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All right. And then we complete the affirmation group with the Warriors of Light affirmation from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And boy, do we need this all over the world, not only just in our own lives, but everywhere. So let's spread this light and love all over the planet. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty. We are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. And of course, you can repeat that process anytime during the week. Add your own affirmations to it. I start my day off with them every day. And well, didn't change the weather, Nathan. It's still looking pretty wet up here. I'm very glad that I found a few minutes yesterday evening to cut the grass in my dog yard before it rained last night. Yeah, and it's looking pretty wet down there too. Streets all look wet. So,
and I see more coming our way over the sound. So get ready.
Yeah, pretty cloudy. I don't see any hits of blue down there, any clearing. So looks like today, well, maybe we just get it all over with today. Doesn't that sound like a good plan?
But hey, then as long as it makes us drive for tomorrow, I'm all for it.
Yeah, all right. So let's just get the rain out of the way, Mother Nature, today, and weather angels, and so that we can have some nice dry weather for anybody that's gathering tomorrow. In a safe way, of course. All righty. So, Nathan, you surprised me. I didn't even... you and I think some of your family, and Abby, your border collie.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is Abby now?
She is about 3 years old. Three and a half.
And was this Abby's first bark in the park and your first bark in the park?
Well, not my first bark in the park. Actually, it's my first bark in the park at the Mariners game. Our previous dog, a black lab, we took to a bark in the park at the Tacoma Rainiers, a farm team for the Mariners, way back when. But this is Abby's first time at bark in the park.
So, and this was at the big stadium downtown, right?
Yes.
And how was it?
It was
Give us
really
a report.
Pleasant. I was a little bit nervous going into the game because Abby, she's, you know, not a fan of the fireworks at all. Every time one goes off, it's like, retreat, 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 take cover. Anyway, we found out that when we got there that everything that makes like an explosion or bang is cut off from the game. So there's no fireworks and the music is a little bit less intense, keep the dogs happy.
Hey, that's outstanding. So they because it's bark in the park, they adjust what they do.
Yeah,
to make it more pleasant and not for the dogs. Hey, that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Because normally at a Mariners game, when they're playing the national anthem, they'll set off fireworks at the end of it, and if somebody hits a home run or the Mariners win, more fireworks go off, and there was one home run, and unfortunately, the Mariners lost pretty big time. So there wasn't going to be much fireworks anyway, but yeah, no fireworks at all. So the dogs were very happy, and I was surprised at how many dogs there were at the stadium. I was sitting around kind of halfway down the line between home plate and third base, and everything from third base on in the upper deck down towards the left field foul pole was filled with dogs. So hundreds of dogs were at the game.
So do they put all the dogs in one section?
Yes.
It sounds like?
More than one section, but it's like that area they block off for, like, from third base to the left field foul pole in the upper deck.
Gotcha.
That's where all the dogs are staying. And behind them on the concourse, they call it Lookout Landing. There's a bunch of dog shelter or rescue type places with tables set up or nonprofit organizations to help animals. So, you know, we had Positive Alliance was there and they were showcasing dogs for adoption. And Warm 106.9 was there to help raise
money. That's our sister, our sister stations. Yeah,
and they were handing out little freebies like dog treats and had a spin the wheel type games and lots of little goodies for dogs there. And surprisingly, wasn't very loud with barks, I must say. The dogs kept themselves pretty quiet. I think that's because there's just so much distraction going on. They were focusing on that.
Well, and I wondered how Abby would do, because, you know, border collies are very smart and very sensitive. And, you know, as it came out a while ago in my behavior teaching shows with Walter, you know, I remind you guys that, you know, dogs are coded to, you know, be pack animals and territorial, and they aren't set up to be as social as we humans are. And so going out to a bark in the park is not necessarily something that a lot of dogs would enjoy. And it could be, it could be traumatizing, you know, if they aren't, you know, properly socialized up to be able to handle that. At least the photos that you showed me and stuff, it looked like Abby was doing pretty well. How did she do with the crowds and all the dogs? And, you know, they did tamp down the noise and so forth, but how'd she do?
She did just fine from what I hear. I wasn't sitting with Abby because I was in a different section taking my neighbor's season tickets who moved over to the Bark in the Park section. But from what I understand, she only barked maybe once or twice, and that was because the cameraman was coming around to get some footage at her, and then he pointed at the camera at Abby, and then she started barking at that. But that was the only time she barked, and she was probably maybe didn't make the footage because maybe she thought that she was being like a little intimidating barking, but it was a lot of fun, and on the way home, she just crashed. You know, her border collies, they work off their energy by using their brains.
Right.
You know, so on the way home, she just flat dogged. All of it was spent, and we could tell as we were walking back to the car after the game that she was well spent and wanted to just go lay down.
She was pretty worn out.
Recharge. Yeah.
Well, and remember, you know, and we'll, of course, be talking more in the teaching shows, my behavior teaching shows. But, you know, if you do something like that and you're sitting with your dog in the stands and the cameraman's coming up with a big camera, you remember with dogs, anything new or different can be scary. So you don't want to sit there and watch them and wonder what they're going to do about it. You're the leader. You're supposed to be coaching. So here comes the big, hairy, you know, big guy with a camera. You'd be saying, oh, boy, it's a friend with a camera. Woohoo. Oh, boy, friend with a camera coming to see you. Oh, boy, smile for the camera. Only really pretty girls get their pictures taken. Smile for the camera. And you'd be talking happy, jolly stuff, because when you let them know that you're okay with it, and especially if you've laid some groundwork and taught a jolly routine, and we'll be talking about that towards the end of the next hour for 4th of July prep and stuff for tomorrow. So anyway, just make sure that you're coaching. So, we need to get to take care of advertisers. And then I got to answer Johnny's question before we go. But let's see. I do want to just mention, in case it's going on for anybody else, but all of a sudden my hummingbirds are missing again, all but missing. And I don't know whether they're doing a second batch of breeding and babies or whether they've just moved out to where everything's blooming, because nothing's blooming here yet. I'm not so sure, but just letting you know. So anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. We are going to take care of advertisers. We'll come back and I'm going to answer as best I can in a very short period of time Johnny's question about dog treats. And then we will get started with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland is up first. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Yeah.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and of course, they've got wonderful events and classes going on all the time at both the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell and the Yoga Hall in Bothell. And then there's sometimes stuff going on up at the farm on Camino as well. And of course, we will be chatting with them at 11:30 today to find out what's coming up this month. So be sure and tune in then. And golly, we've got to get to our shelter rescue sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday and our first interview. But I got a message from one of our listeners, and I'm someone I've actually met, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, how are you doing? And how's your little dog friend? And Johnny's been a listener for a long time, and I've actually been out to Johnny's home and done a session with them some time ago. And I think it was towards the beginning of the pandemic, I think I was out there, because at any rate, his question was, what are the best treats to feed to my dog? And he said, because I know how important ingredients are and I don't remember. And he said, I'm assuming milk bones aren't good. Well, this could be a 15-minute discussion and all of that, and we don't have time to do that. So what I'll tell you right now is that I don't buy treats, that kind of treat and biscuits and stuff for my dog. I use string cheese for reward and motivational training. And so I use a little bit of string cheese to treat and reward Robbie. Then he has his chewable Nyla bones to chew on, and occasionally gets a raw meaty bone. I've got to, next time I'm at Costco, because I know a lot of people buy the big box of biscuits at Costco, I've got to go read those labels in the stores. But basically what you got to do is remember the discussion we did on the teaching show about food and ingredients and food rotation and how to read labels. So I'm going to give you the cardinal sin hit list of ingredients you don't want to see on the label. And then you read your treat labels, and as that doesn't have any of that stuff in it, then you're probably okay. And Johnny mentioned milk bones. Well, you know, milk bones have been around forever, and everybody buys them and we use them. And the last time I read a label, my heart sunk because they have some of the cardinal sin ingredients in them. So the things you want to absolutely avoid, you never want to see on a label, are meat, just when it says meat, M-E-A-T, generic meat, meat meal, or meat byproducts. Also bone or bone meal, and animal fat, as opposed to chicken fat or beef fat or poultry fat, just animal fat. Now, all of those ingredients come from rendering and therefore can have euthanized dogs and cats in them. That's why they're cardinal sin ingredients and you don't want them on the label. You will find, I think it's the meat byproducts or something in milk bones, but look, there are rendered ingredients in there. You also will want to avoid chemical preservatives and dyes that'll be like FDC number, what's or blue or red or whatever. Chemical preservatives and dyes. Then the common ingredients that are very popular in treats these days that I don't recommend would be sweet potatoes, only because they can be very nutritious for a number of reasons, but they're very high in plant-based estrogen, and estrogen is a component in the underlying endocrine immune imbalance, the Pleckner syndrome. So you don't want to be feeding your dogs those on a regular basis. So read your labels. Also remember, if you're rotating your foods, regularly, you want to coordinate your treats and biscuits with your food rotation so you're not messing up your rotation. So that's all we have time for today, Johnny. But you call me back, leave me a message, let me know what more you need to know. Next week, of course, we're doing bioenergetic synchronization technique. Dr. Nelson and Linda are in doing free remote treatments. But then the third Sunday of this month, it'll be in me and Natasha, and that'll be a great day to talk more details about dog treats and that sort of thing. So give me some feedback, Johnny. All right. So we are good. And I am assuming, Nathan, we are ready to go. So without further ado, welcome back to Animal World from Meow Cat Rescue, Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn, and happy 4th of July weekend.
Good morning and happy 4th.
Yeah. How are you doing on this? What's a rainy day today up here? Rainy day down in your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm. Rainy and foggy.
All right. Yeah. It is the 4th of July weekend, and Meow Cat Rescue, of course, is in the Kirkland area in the Houghton Plaza. And are you open normally to yesterday and today for the 4th of July weekend?
Yep, we're open every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5, and now we're open on Thursdays as well.
Oh, yay! So, that's new.
That is
new. Every month we've been saying, oh, looks like we're going to open up a third day, but it didn't happen. But now you're open not just Saturday and Sunday, and it's 1 to 5 p.m. that the shelter's open, right?
That's correct.
And now you're also open on Thursdays. Same hours?
Same hours.
Okay, 1 to 5 p.m. All right. So for anybody that maybe has just stumbled on us or just joining us and doesn't know, give us the lowdown on what is Meow Cat Rescue.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit rescue organization. We just celebrated our 25th year. Our shelter is in Kirkland, and at our shelter we have cats and kittens. We have a dog division, but they are all in foster care because we don't have room at the shelter. And we're at the height of a very, very busy kitten season. And we have oodles and oodles and oodles of kittens looking for homes.
Really? Really? So you've had, I think normally if you get pregnant moms or very young litters, they have to go into foster for a while, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Generally speaking, no one is at the shelter until they've been spayed and neutered.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about it. When you say you have oodles and oodles of kittens, I think it's been a number of years now, at least, in the last century, decades ago, when I was young, there was a kitten season. I mean, there, you know, when you got into spring, when cats would start going into heat, and then we'd have kittens during the summer, but then there'd be a lull in the action going from fall into winter, and throughout the winter there would be no kittens available anywhere. And so everybody, if you wanted a new cat in your family, you had to wait until kitten season. But I think with us irresponsible humans and not spaying and neutering our cats responsibly, we've gotten into, you know, a serious overpopulation program. And I think the kind of the kitten season kind of went away, didn't it, Marilyn? Don't we kind of have kittens all year round anymore?
Yeah. I mean, we still refer to it as kitten quote unquote season because there is a big influx probably between about May and October.
Okay, but so it just gets bigger and more of them.
Yeah, that's when we have a lot, and it seems to come in waves.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a foster mom, and I have kittens 365 days a year. I never don't have kittens.
So. Yeah, I was pretty much thinking whenever we've talked to you, pretty much you always have, you're raising some babies, some kittens. Mm-hmm. And so I assume you have kittens now?
I have 6 kittens right now. Yes. Yeah, so yeah, there is a kitten season, but people think that, well, they can only get kittens in June, July, and August, and that's just not true. So
yeah, they're available. So is it more common for you to get pregnant moms, so you have to birth them and raise them? Or do you get moms with already born kittens, or do you just get litters of kittens? Or is there any rhyme or reason to it?
We get all 3 of those.
Okay.
I think mostly we get moms and their babies, and even more than that, we get a lot of orphaned kittens.
Okay. Now,
and we're always in need of foster homes, so we can only help as many kitties as foster homes will allow us. So
if you've been thinking about it, folks, being a foster is a wonderful way to go, especially if you're in a position where you can't commit for a lifetime, you know, for these kitties and, you know, for whatever reason. But, you know, if you love kittens and you just can't get enough of them, well, maybe you want to help raise litters of kittens, and then you don't have to commit for lifetimes. You just commit for raising them. And so let's talk about that a little bit. So the kittens, mom and babies, or just babies, depending on the situation, would be in foster care. And then how long of a process is it? Why don't you take us through that before they actually make it to the shelter and for out for adoption?
Okay. Well, the duration varies, obviously. If, let's say, you get a mom and newborn kittens, you would generally have them for about 3 months, because that's about the time and the size and the age when kittens are spayed and neutered. Or you might get sometimes if you get a pregnant cat, it just depends on how long before she gives birth. Or sometimes we get moms and kittens and the kittens are 6 weeks old, and then it's only about a month, month and a half.
So. Okay. So it's at when they're about 3 months old is when they're you're able to spay and neuter them. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a general guideline. It's not always 3 months old, but we like them to be 3 pounds when we spay and neuter. And that usually happens right around the age of 12 weeks.
Okay. So it's more a size they have to qualify. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then once that happens, then they're available for adoption. So the kittens that you would adopt from Meow would be somewhere, what, between 3 and 4 months old usually?
Yep. And then we have older kittens too. I know right now we have some 6 month old and I think a couple 9 month old kitties.
Okay. Now I just want to talk to some of you folks, because I know when some people hear about kittens and cats in rescue, and that you keep them until they get spayed or neutered before they're adopted, a lot of people think that's a bad thing because they want really young kittens. And certainly we all love little kittens, and that's great. But I just want to let you all know that I, over the years, I used to feel that way, especially when I was a kid, since there wasn't an overpopulation problem and we were able to let our cats run loose and get pregnant and have babies. And we were very responsible in caring for them and finding them homes. And that was quite an experience. And I enjoyed having the kittens. But I can also tell you, I can remember adopting kittens when I was a child and getting a very young kitten because I liked the color or the look of the cat, but it didn't have the personality. It didn't grow up to be the kind of cat that I wanted. You know, cats have personalities just like humans do, and it can be very different. And so what I learned to appreciate as I got older and the more cats I lived with and all of that is that I now absolutely am a huge fan of getting kittens when they're a little bit older, you know, like you do at Meow or after, because it eliminates the need for you to teach a lot of the little manner stuff with babies and because they learn those things, you know, within their foster home and so forth. And so they come pretty well litter box programmed and all that sort of thing. But when you don't get them till they're 4 to 6 months old or a little, their personalities are all usually pretty shining through, and you can get a pretty good idea of what kind of a personality and what kind of a cat, you know, you're getting it, whether you want a couch potato lap cat or a more active independent cat. They come with very different personalities. So I think it's a real bonus to get them when they're a little older, because they're a better known quantity and people are more likely to get the kind of cat personality they like. Do you agree, Marilyn?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. I agree 110% on that. And the other thing, I know little tiny kittens are completely adorable and irresistible, mm-hmm. but not only are they a lot of work, but they're very, very fragile.
Yeah.
And it's a full-time job caring for little kittens. And when they're older, they're more independent, they're more stable. And as you said, their personality is by that time shining through, and you know what kind of cat you're going to get. So, and I can just tell you out of experience, oh gosh, it's been about 15 years ago, I adopted one of my foster kittens. And she, and I still have her, but she's completely different than she was when she was a kitten. I mean, her personality did a 180.
Really? So, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Classic mm-hmm. example.
Yeah.
You know, you pick a really young one, you think you're getting a tight what you want, but they often grow into somebody different. So
mm-hmm. yeah.
If you're real picky about the kind of personality that you want in your cat, then you're better off to wait till they're a little older. And so the people that have been fostering or, you know, are where they are will have a better idea of what they're like. So all right, looking at the clock, we need to take care of advertisers here so we don't run out of time. And then we'll come back and find out, gosh, I think you just completed the Fine Wines and Felines in that virtual event. We'll get a little report on that and find out if there's any what's coming up for the summer and what else we need to know about from Meow. So everybody stay right where you are. More with Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, neuroenergetic balancer and the creator of the Rasmussen Reset and all that good stuff. And remember, Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio next week. It's the second Sunday of the month. And we devote the show to assisting you and your animal friends. And you can call in and get free bioenergetic synchronization technique and Rasmussen Reset for you or your animal friends. Nels works with the animals and Linda works with the humans, and we cover all the bases. So be sure and plan on joining us next week and call in for your free remotes. And then, of course, we heard from our wonderful premier sound healer of the area, Jude Ponton. She's back in business at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And, of course, you can see her in person now for a session in the Gong Room, Accutonics, Acupuncture, Chiropractic. I really enjoy my sessions there. Linda Rasmussen really loves it, too. Even Nels has been in for sound healing. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or you can just give her a call and make an appointment to go in, experience the sound healing in person, or she can work with you remotely. So all you got to do is give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans or the planet, animals or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertising. We've got great rates and you get free interviews and links on websites. So all you got to do is shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com or give me a call at 360-217-7258. All righty. We were just getting rolling on Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We're talking to Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And Marilyn, so how did the Fine Wines and Feline big virtual auction and stuff go this year? Was it a success?
It was a success. It was great.
Wonderful.
We raised $110,000.
Whoa! Hey! Hot dog, that is a big success.
Yeah, and everybody had fun. It was entertaining. It was heartwarming. It was everything. It was really great.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know it was virtual again, But are you guys talking about maybe doing in person again next year, or are you liking the virtual stuff, or are you going to wait to make that decision?
You know, I honestly don't know. I kind of think that we will be live next year, but it depends on what the world holds in these next 12 months.
Yeah, isn't that true?
So,
we got anything else coming up at MIA? Any other events or anything going on?
We don't really have any events planned until later on in the fall. So right now, our emphasis is on rescuing, fostering, and adopting.
Okay, so and you're saying that you really are in need of fosters?
Yeah, our fosters, I think we're at capacity right now, and we're actually having to turn people and cats away.
So, wow. All right, well, let's talk a little bit, Marilyn. What kind of give us the basics? If someone's thinking, well, maybe I could foster, what's required in a foster home? What would you say to people?
I think the main thing that a person needs to foster is a room, a separate room. You know, some people use a bathroom, some people use their office, a spare bedroom, something like that.
Okay.
And it's best if people are home quite a bit, because kitties need some socializing. And Meow supplies if there's any medicine required, Meow supplies that. We do all the vaccines, the deworming, the microchip, the spay neuter, and everything. And sometimes, if people are struggling, we can supply food as well. So they just need a room and a whole lot of love, and that's really about it.
Now, are they, as a foster, depending on the situation, of course, you say you need an extra room, so that would be, you would keep them confined in the room. But if they don't have other animals or so forth, can people incorporate them into their household as they're living with them? Or do you advise?
Okay. They can do that.
And that's why I really like it. And, you know, kittens that have been in foster, because there's some, you know, the folks at Meow have had some experience with them, you know, and can kind of tell you what they're like and what their personalities are like.
Yeah. And foster kitties are usually extremely social because they've had so much human contact.
Well, you know, that's true. So you need an extra room of some kind to house the animals, and you need to be a person that spends, you know, a good deal of time at home. Obviously, if you're just super busy and never there, well, then you really can't perform the functions of a really good foster in terms of socializing and working, you know, with the kittens and so forth. So it's good that you're around. All right.
Yeah.
That's great. Now you say you also have dogs available. Do you have any idea, you know, how many dogs you usually have in the system at the time?
I think it varies. It fluctuates quite a bit. I know a couple times a year we usually get a shipment of dogs from, you know, Texas or Korea or somewhere else in the world. And usually there's about 15 to 20 at that time. Right now, I don't think there's a lot of dogs in foster care.
Okay.
I don't know, honestly. That's really not my area of expertise.
Yeah, all I can say as a trainer and a behavior therapist, what I'm seeing now in terms of rescues, pretty much all of them, they're either coming, for the longest time, they were all coming out of Texas. Now I'm seeing more coming out of Mexico. But Mexico, and then still some from Texas. That's what I'm seeing, you know, as a trainer that gets called in to help. Because, you know, if you rescue dogs, and it's a good thing to do, but you've got to be prepared that many of them are packing some emotional baggage because they've been traumatized when they were young, or they haven't had appropriate input in terms of being raised properly and so forth. Many don't have impulse control or know what they're doing. So, you know, you usually have some work to do. So anyway, the ones I get called in, I'm pretty much everybody I'm seeing now is coming out of Mexico and still some coming out of Texas. So that's just what I'm seeing. Now, do you tend to at Meow when you get dogs, do you take all sizes or you tend to stay small and medium? Do you do small, medium, large? Does it matter?
All sizes. We've had Great Danes, we've had Chihuahuas, we've had Shiba Inus, Shar Pei's. So, no,
all right.
Any size, whoever needs rescued.
You'll rescue. Okay, well, that's great. Yeah. So we know that the dogs don't ever come to the shelter because you don't have, you know, room to house dogs at the shelter. Only the cats come to the shelter. And we know now that Meow is now open Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So that means today from 1 to 5 p.m., where you can come to the shelter and meet the cats that are there. Now, while I'm on the subject, Marilyn, do you need an appointment to come in? Can you just come by now and drop in? And what's the deal on that?
Well, appointments are encouraged, and drop-ins are welcome, too. But we sort of compare it to a restaurant where if you have a reservation, you definitely get a table and will be able to eat a meal. And if you don't, you might be able to and you might not. So appointments are...
Because you still have restrictions in terms of how many you allow into the shelter at a time and that sort of thing?
We try to keep it low, although, you know, with the height of kitten season like yesterday, it was an extremely busy day at the shelter, but everyone was masked up.
Okay, good. Good. So that's what I'm saying. You know, Aunt Martha says, you know, remember your protocol when you're in, you know, around other people. That's still important these days, especially since what I'm reading, the latest variation of COVID is a much more virulent, contagious, and more symptoms strain. And the last thing I read said it's going to be the dominant variant in this country by mid-July. So I haven't relaxed my protocols at all. If anything, I'm just more strict. I mask up when I'm around anybody, indoors, outdoors, all that. I just don't care to be exposed. So, you know, it's become a pretty easy thing for me to do. At least that's where I'm coming from. So now let's say the people want to know what you might have at the shelter before they come by or make an appointment to come in. They can do that through the website, right?
Yep, they can go to our website, which is www.meowcatrescue.org, click on Available Cats, and it's a living, breathing site. We update it probably daily, if not a couple times a day.
Wonderful. So you kick on Available Cats or Available Dogs, and then you get to see pictures and descriptions of everybody that you've got, right?
Right.
Super. So you can check everything out ahead of time. And then if there's a dog that you're interested in, I think you have to call, right, Marilyn, and make an appointment, you know, because the dog's not in the shelter. If it's cat you're interested in, you could call and make sure that cat is, in fact, at the shelter or make an appointment to come in. Or you can drop by between 1 and 5 p.m. this afternoon or any Thursday, Saturday, or Sunday, but if you're just dropping by, then if it happens to be a busy time, you might have to wait before you can actually come in.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Anything else on your need list, wish list, or anything you want to say to everybody before we wrap up?
No, I think that's covered it. Just wishing everybody a happy 4th of July. Keep your pets in the house, please.
Yes.
Keep everybody safe and happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And no dogs around fireworks unless they are leashed to a responsible adult. You know, the too many, you know, I have to mention it every year, Marilyn, because, you know, somebody throws a firecracker and a dog runs off to retrieve it, you know, so you just don't want to take any chances.
No.
So be safe and sane and have a wonderful 4th. Marilyn, thanks so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you. I can't believe it, in August.
I know it. Okay.
All righty. Thanks so much. God bless, Marilyn. Keep up the great work. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. That means we are wrapped up for hour number one, and we get to fire up hour number two. And you know what that means? It means the love train's happening. I don't know about you, but I got off my exercise schedule and stuff, and I got pants that don't fit. So this is our exercise portion of the show to get us energized up for the day, for the week. And at the same time, we take advantage of it and spread the love and light all over the world, because boy, do we need that too. So you need to know this is not voluntary. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and dance around. I'll come cruising through and pick you up on the love train. So I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer so that we get extra energy for today and the week. And we need extra because it's 4th of July weekend. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh, and Help Animals India, woohoo, coming up.